What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Top of the hour, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. It is time for the wake-up call. 404-726-0929 at 929 Morning Shift. Topic of conversation today is, do you want representation from your Atlanta Falcons in the 28 Olympic Games in flag football? And if so, which guy do you think best suits that? I'm on team, like, let him play. And I know that we've gotten a lot of feedback on the socials and everything else. I'm on team, let him play. I think my pick for who fits best is probably Jesse Bates. It has been interesting, too. You guys can follow me along on this. Like, immediately I started looking up yesterday, like, highlights for flag football. Mm-hmm. Like, what does this even look like? Because some of the names coming out, it's like Micah Parsons. I'm like, what's the benefit of Micah Parsons if, like, you can't tackle? You know what I mean?
Well, they're speed guys that can get out in the edge. I don't know. The flag football game's so different, and because I know that there's some flag football leagues that have blockers. They have they have centers that snap the ball, and they have to wait so long. They pass protect that you can rush. I think Micah Parsons is a guy because of his unique skill set. He can do so many things. He could rush the quarterback needed to. He's got the speed. I mean, he's still athletically gifted. He can. You know, you don't have to tackle, but you can grab the flag. I thought it was funny because we got in a conversation yesterday off the air, you, Abe, Gordon, and myself, and Allie, and I said, like, to me, I'd like Bijan Robinson, and I thought Jalen Walker was the guy.
Yeah.
And Jalen Walker has been compared to who?
Micah Parsons.
And then ChatGPT came out with, was asked to put together a perfect flag football team.
I think it was Warren Sharp that did that.
And one of the names was Micah Parsons. And then another one had Bijan Robinson. And then Steve Weiss from NFL Network, who's been a guest on our show and other shows on this station regularly, goes, if I was picking one guy, it would be Bijan Robinson.
Yeah.
But all of those guys, Abe goes, no. Abe gave me the, dude, look, I watch flag football. I'm probably the only person here that's qualified to answer this, and no, I wouldn't need any of those, none of those guys.
I don't know. You're telling me you trust ChatGPT more than you do Abe, who's watched it?
Yeah, because AI is, yes, I trust AI.
Really? You trust ChatGPT more than you do Abe in this conversation?
I think it asked Grok, too, or whatever that thing is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, because...
To me, having a linebacker or a pass rusher means nothing in flag football.
It's not just 7-on-7, though.
Yeah, but here's what... And I looked into this, because here's what the rules are for flag football. If you're going to rush the passer, you have to start 7 yards beyond the line of scrimmage, right? So you have to start 7 yards deep, at deeper than linebacker depth usually in the NFL. You also have to put your hand up and essentially declare yourself as a pass rusher before you take
that's
off.
That's right. I've seen that.
So I actually, yesterday I was like, no, Bijan doesn't make sense because it's, you know, it's a passing thing. But looking at it, most of these teams are doing like kind of read option stuff at the beginning. So you, if you're a designated pass rusher, you have to pick, am I going to follow Bijan with the ball and the running back, or am I going to stick with the quarterback and see if he throws downfield? So Bijan makes – there are running plays in flag football. It does make a little more sense, but I still don't understand what the upside of like Micah Parsons is in this equation. You just need somebody that's fast and is athletic in space. I don't need him to weigh 250.
Well, right? And we're questioning if we should even allow them to play because there's a risk of injury. Sure. Would someone like Michael Penix be too – is that over the line for you?
I just don't know that agility-wise that he stacks up. I think when you look at Lamar and Jaden Daniel, Lamar Jackson is the prototype, from what I understand, of being a flag football quarterback. Mm-hmm. Right? He's the prototype.
One of those had Patrick Mahomes as their quarterback.
Sure.
I think it. No way in hell do I want Michael Penix playing this. But I do think that people underestimate Michael Penix as an athlete because he has two ACLs.
Yeah.
I hear people all the time say he's not mobile. That's the furthest thing from the truth. Now, he's not Lamar Jackson, no.
Yeah.
But he's a guy who at Indiana was used as a runner. He was a running quarterback at Indiana before he went to Washington. Yes, he tore both his knees up. I get it. But just because you have torn ACLs doesn't, at his age, doesn't mean you can't move.
Yeah. I'd be curious to see, what kind of comes out on that. Let's go to the phone line right now, Dylan. Let's go out to Ja out in Cobb County. Ja, good morning, man. You're on the morning shift.
Good morning. Good morning.
What's up?
I wouldn't want any of the Falcons. I wouldn't want any of the Falcons doing that just because of injury. But I would like to see maybe Jaden Daniels or something, in flag football.
Yeah, I think that he's kind of perfect for that given scenario.
Yeah, I think Jaden Daniels is a great pick for the quarterback position. Now, look, you got to remember, too, that there are going to be some flag football professional, flag football players or whatever they are. I don't know who would watch that, who think that they are the guys that should be, like, that they're going to beat out
the Doucette guy, Daryl Doucette, who's
I mean,
he's like, oh, they can't handle me.
Because they've been competing at that level.
Yeah, it's so like, this is what we do.
Is it even fair, then, to bring in the NFL guys? There's a lot to debate here.
Well, to make teams better, sure.
I mean, like I said, I'm completely on board. And I think Lamar Jackson, for a number of reasons, obviously he's very athletic. He can run away from your blitzers, pass rushers, whatever you want to call them, and he can still make accurate throws down the field. Same with Jaden Daniels. It looks to me like that's such a massive point of what this is. Right, elusiveness in the backfield and being able to kind of run away from whoever's rushing you. I know we got some tweets as well.
Yeah, Mike, I feel like you're way more open to the idea of letting the Falcons play flag football in the Olympics. So we're getting pushback on Twitter. Zach Campbell says, big no to Falcons players in the Olympics. Played hockey in high school, never injured. Played flag football in college, tore my ACL and meniscus without contact in practice.
And there's always going to be that risk. I'm not acting like there's not. Lord knows. I mean, non-contact injuries happen all the time, specifically in flag football. But what are these guys going to be doing if they're in their NFL city? They're going to be running routes. They're going to be doing all the same things. It's just, I don't know. Like I said, we're flying 10, 11 hours away to push the game.
Mm-hmm.
You can do that with a lot less risk, risk for injury by putting one guy from your team out there in Los Angeles in 2028.
Yeah, and my buddy Tim hit me up and was like, they're going to miss camp. Wouldn't Penix be better served in camp? I do think there's a lot of truth to guys, to teams not wanting their quarterback missing training camp for flag football. It's different if you've got, a Bijan Robinson or even a Tyreek Hill, because it's just one player.
Right.
But when you have the guy who is the who is his job is to, distribute the ball, and all the timing, all of that stuff goes along with it is based on him. It's completely different if you have someone else giving you the ball and working. We saw how that affected Penix with the receivers that he didn't get to work with all year, and he has it thrown in at the end of the season.
Yes.
And timing was a big deal. We've talked about it on this show.
Yeah.
So I do think that's a very solid point.
Dylan, let's go back to the phone lines. Let's head out to Peachtree City and bring in Tevin. Tevin from Peachtree City, what's going on? You're on the morning shift.
Good morning, everybody. Mike Mafia in the house.
Whip, whip. Hey, it's been a good day for the Mafia. I'm not going to lie. Anyways.
Mike Mafia. I just want to say, Mike, that I completely agree with you that the NBA lottery is completely rigged.
Yes.
For example, there's no way that Dallas trades their second best player in franchise history and then get the first pick in this year's draft. And then I got a whole conspiracy about the Victor Wembanyama to the Spurs, but that's going to take too much time. But I got 100% or 1,000% agree with you on the NBA's lottery being rigged.
Yeah.
Other than that, enjoy the show. Love you guys. Have a good day.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No, I appreciate that. No,
don't you just think you would rather know the details of the Michael Jordan conspiracy like that? Like, I think that's just such a much more intriguing storyline.
It's because Michael Jordan's intriguing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know so much about him. Like, I think the thing that was crazy is how much we learned about. You already thought we knew about Jordan, but then the Last Dance thing, and you just learn all these little intricate stories about. He's basically the whole 7-5 UGA season.
Yeah.
The Nakobe, was it not Nakobe Dean? Who's the other guy? Who's my other?
Yeah, Nolan Smith.
Nolan Smith.
Yeah.
Nolan Smith was like, 7-5. I thought we'd be 7-5. Yeah. And it was all
literally
made up.
Literally nobody said that.
Michael Jordan would take the most minuscule thing and blow it completely out of proportion. And then it would be his fuel to the biggest accomplishment of would be most people's lives, but just, you know, another big one for him.
Yeah. Let's get one more phone call in here. Another Mafia agent number 78 out in the car. Mike's Mafia agent number 78. What's going on, man? Welcome to the show.
Good morning. I had a hot take on the whole flag football thing.
Come on.
Just think maybe go to ESPN, the Ocho, and get those professional freeze taggers and throw them out there. I think they're going to be your flag football all-stars right there.
You get a little bit of the freeze tag, you throw in a little bit of disc golf, and you know what I mean? Maybe Daryl Doucette, the guy, maybe he's the one player you bring, the champion 7-on-7 or flag football guy as it is. Yeah, I love that, man. Good call. I don't know. Like the Ocho sounded a little bit derogatory about some of those guys.
A little bit. Yeah, a little bit.
I think the NFL is going to do whatever it is. And again, we could talk about training camp and timing and all that stuff. Usually the Olympics do fall in that July category where the guys are not at OTA or in training camp yet. I don't know what the timing will be like 3 years from now, so we'll see. But I'm sure the NFL will bend over backwards to be able to make that happen.
I think they just want their logo there, really. I think that's what it's about,
But are they going to get their logo there?
I'm sure that I bet that's what it'll be as an NFL players wear an NFL patch.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll see. Does the EPL get theirs when the soccer, you know, I don't know. We'll see. Nonetheless, man, we're going to roll on here in the morning shift. We're going to go to break. When we come back, we're going to talk about those Atlanta Falcons. Some of those young guys in the secondary, could they be the key to the Falcons making that playoff push this year and making that run? Stick with us here on the morning shift, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.